Hello and welcome to today's episode of the 1 Year No Fear podcast. We are here today diving into how you can be a fearless brand leader, even if you are highly sensitive or an introvert. I'm your host, Sammy Blindell. If you love the 1 Year No Fear episodes that I'm creating for you, then please hit that subscribe button so you're the first to hear about our new episodes every week. And please, please, please go and leave a positive review. If you love the episodes that we're creating for you, leave a review so that more people get to see the work that we're doing here. So let's first of all ask, what is a brand influencer? Now, you will call to mind what you believe a brand influencer is. When you think about those words, what do you think? Do you think of a shark or a predator, somebody who's sitting at the top of the food chain, like gobbling up everybody else that comes along? Do you, when you think about the word brand influencer, do you think of, you know, the kind of Z-list celebrities that are all over Instagram and Snapchat? Do you think about people that are really leading and serving? Do you think of those people that step on others to get where they want to go? Do you look at brand influencers from a loving perspective? I suppose it's the same as when you think about salespeople, when we ask our clients, you know, what comes to mind when you think about being a salesperson? And a lot of the time they'll say, oh, you know, it's a shark or a sleazy car salesman or something like that, right? And we have these images that we conjure up, that we connect to those words, and those words are very emotive. So when you think about brand influencer, what emotions and what visions, what words come to mind when you think about that? Because I know in my experience, especially from, I grew up with a dad, like my dad's the most amazing guy in the world. But there's one belief that he has about success, which really has caused me a lot of stress in my life up until about 4 or 5 years ago, when I realized where this came from. My dad has a belief, like with every cell of his body, he believes that successful people have stood on someone else or many others to get where they are. And this only came about when we were watching The Apprentice. I don't know if you've ever watched The Apprentice or Shark Tank. Is very similar. It depends where you are in the world as to what it's called. It might be The Apprentice. There's all different programs like that. But my dad and I were sitting there watching The Apprentice one night. And he's enjoying it. And Alan Sugar, who's, if you're not in the UK and if you don't know who Alan Sugar is, he's, you know, a big guru. He founded Amstrad Computers, and obviously they do a lot more work than that now, but in his life he's done so many things, and he's like this celebrity of The Apprentice, and the whole program is built around him and all these people that are pitching to him to become his business partner. And as soon as Alan Sugar comes onto the screen, my dad comments and he says, I wonder how many people he trod on to get where he is. And I looked at him and I said, wow, you really think that he did that? And he said, yeah, all successful people have. And I said, do you see me as successful? And he said, yes. I said, do you think that I've done that to get where I am? And it was just this moment of complete awkwardness where I didn't know what he was going to say. And I don't know if he knew what he was going to say or what he wanted to say, but didn't say. And he said, well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. And I remember feeling completely wounded in that moment of, fuck, like, does he think that that's what I do to get where I am? And when I unpacked that, it really led me on a very deep journey of thinking about all the times in my life that I hadn't gone for something because I didn't want to do it at the cost of someone else, or at the cost of somebody else's job, or at the cost of their dignity or their respect or their money, their income. And there were so many times that I can go back in my life and say, I didn't put myself forward for that. I didn't shine brighter when I could have done, right? And I can go back through my whole life and do that. And maybe you can too. And it was really interesting when I unpacked it and I thought, wow, you know, I mean, to be fair, my dad has had some shockingly shit experiences that have led him to build that belief. He had a best friend that was not a best friend. He didn't treat him like a best friend. My dad treated him like a best friend, but his best friend didn't treat my dad like a best friend. And my dad used to get him into all the places that he was working. And then his friend would, you know, go in and do a whole management shape up, and my dad had end up getting let go. So he got him in the first place, and then my dad kept losing these jobs as a contractor, and in the end he cottoned on to it, and it really firmly created that belief in him that people tread on others to get where they want to go, and to be successful you have to tread on people. And so my dad is very like anti that. My dad is the most inclusive person, the most respectful person, the most helpful person. And I think because he's like that, it then kind of hardened him a bit, and he started to really question who he helps and how he helps people. And it was really sad watching him go through that. But what was equally sad was because I watched him go through that, I then modeled that, and I then became this person that rejected opportunities and played smaller because I was worried about the impact it might have on someone else. I wasn't thinking about the positive impacts that I could have. I was only focused on the negative, the what ifs. And so I was having all this self-talk in my head constantly that always resulted in me playing smaller than I had the capacity to play. So it was really interesting when I started going on this journey, when I started to build how to build a brand, and I started to hang out with the world's greatest thought leaders, and I started to speak on stages with these phenomenal people, and started to publish books and be on documentaries and in the news and featured in, you know, Forbes and Virgin and all these big magazines. And it was phenomenal. And I really got caught on that wave. And what I learned by being on that wave was that I was expecting these people to be the way that my dad saw the world. His map of the world had been imprinted in me. And so when I was meeting these amazing influencers and thought leaders who were really nice people, and I'd come away and I'd say to my husband, or I'd say to somebody, wow, they were really nice. As if I expected them not to be really nice. And it was just such a paradigm shift for me thinking about, well, what does it mean to be a brand influencer? Because actually I'd been rejecting being a brand influencer because I thought that that meant you stood on others to get where you want to go. But ultimately, the brand influencers that I know that have really shifted my thinking, they're strong. They're sensitive. Like, there's some really highly sensitive people who are amazing brand influencers, the kind of people that have built uber successful careers out of helping other people to solve problems. So it's been a really interesting shift for me. So if nothing else today, I want to help you to have that shift. If there's any part of your thinking where you've not said yes to things that you could have because you were worried about what people might think, or you said no to something because you were worried that about how you would look or what impact it might have on somebody else, or you thought, oh, I don't want to do that, what if I can't deliver, you know, which leads to you not trusting yourself and you not having that faith in yourself or believing in yourself. And so in today's show, I really want to impress upon you that the best leaders and the best brand influencers in the world are just like you. They're on a mission to do something amazing, to do something that changes lives. I mean, look at Mother Teresa. What a brand influencer she was. She died with over 50 million in the bank, and she never asked for money once. She didn't have to. She just went all out on her mission, and because she was on her mission, people knew what she was giving up, what she was sacrificing, and that she was doing everything for the cause. She was doing everything for the mission. And as a result, she was one of the richest women in the world, certainly at that time that she passed away. So when you look at the brand influencers that are making an impact, that are building orphanages and schools and turning areas of the world from complete lack and poverty into thriving hubs of entrepreneurialism and culture and agriculture, and the way that these influencers are able to say, look, you know, I don't want to sell more for the sake of selling more stuff. I want to sell more because I can make a difference to more people when I sell them something they really need in their life. And as a result of that, I get to use more money to do more good things with. And they're the kind of influencers that I spend my time with. And if you want to be a brand influencer, somebody that really can be a champion of change with the message that you want to create, with that movement that you want to serve, the community you want to build, the program that you want to launch that you know is going to make a difference to those lives, that online course, that book you want to publish, that card deck you want to get into everybody's hands, whatever it is that you have inside you, just remember that the more you influence in a really positive way by being the brand, remember that brand means trust. So ultimately, you might think of brand influencer and think, oh, you know, you might have some negative associations to that. But if you switch the word brand for trust, now you're a trust influencer. Switch the word brand and trust for love. You're a love influencer. You're taking your love and you are giving it to the world in a bigger way. Your heart influencer. Put in a word in front of the influencer that feels really good to you, that celebrates who you are, that stands for all the core values that you stand for. And then just go out there and do it. Because if you go out into the world to sell something, it has a very different energy than you going out into the world to give something. Now, as I've built my businesses and my speaking career, I've met so many self-made millionaires, multi-millionaires who have serious wealth and success. And I tell you what, it was so refreshing to find that they were also just like you and I, really genuine people who cared about making a difference in the lives of others. So now that we've talked about that, I want to ask you again, what is a brand influencer? Now, what does a brand influencer mean to you? Because in my experience, a brand influencer is somebody who bears such an overwhelming sensitivity to the needs of their customers. And they are so in flow with the process of serving their clients, so much in flow, that they will do whatever it takes to support their audience to help them get what they want. And because they help others to get what they want, they always get what they want. So genuine brand influencers, they put the consumer, the client, above everything else. They make each audience member, each person that follows them, they make them feel like and embed them into their brand family. They embed their client in the brand. They weave and grow and build the brand around that client. And they involve them in the process. They don't create everything so it's finished and then say, ta-da, I've got this here for you. They involve the client in the process. So they're actually creating things for people that have a need so they can serve them with the right thing in the right way at the right time, in the right medium, the right network or the right social media channel or the right method for, you know, I like to listen to things or I like to watch things, I like to read things or I like to do things. There are so many different ways that you can build what you're building for those that you want to serve. The biggest danger you will ever have and the greatest form of brandalism will be that you create things from a place of assumption rather than creating things from a place of building around relevant needs. So you build it from assumption instead of relevancy. It's more important that you create something rough and relevant than perfect and not needed anymore. And too many entrepreneurs I know have spent so long trying to perfect what they're creating that by the time they actually finish it and they're happy with it, it's not relevant for the client. People don't buy it. They then turn it on themselves and say, why am I so shit? No one's buying my thing. Well, it wasn't that you're shit. It was just that you spent too long on shit that didn't matter instead of focusing on the client, having a skeleton of roughly what you can deliver for them, and then building it around that client. And once you've built that product or that program and you've built it around that client and you've tested it, you've measured it, you've relaunched it, you've honed it. I've given the whole launch process away, by the way, if you go to my How to Build a Brand YouTube channel. So go to youtube.com/howtobuildabrand. And you'll find a 7-step video series I created, which was all on how to build a brand from scratch. So if you go and find that video series, you'll find my entire launch process for coming up with an idea to through to selling that idea, right? So 7 steps in that journey. And I gave them all away in that free online program. If I remember, I'll put the link into the description with this show. So I just really want to impress upon you today that brand influencers, they are the communicator in ways that bring all collaborators together, whether that's your employees or your team, your affiliates, your designers, writers, suppliers, like everybody that's connected to your business or that is a part of your business. It's about creating a brand family. And real influencers involve everyone. They don't try and do it all on their own. They make sure that they build everything around a dream team, and they set standards for themselves that enable them to step up into a place of power every day, but an elegant power, not a power over, but a power that is graceful, a power that is so elegant that everybody is just on board with the vision, and they see that the director or the ambassador, the you in the organization, is actually out there doing it as well, not just telling everybody else and not doing it yourself, but you being the very embodiment and example of what it is that you're leading with. And that behavior leaks out to everybody that's connected with the organization. So hopefully I have shed any misconceptions that you might have about influencers today. Yes, of course, there are some absolute, chinless wank pieces that are out there that are awful, awful people that, will sell their own grandmother to get what they want. But there's a million times more people who are really good, deserving, loyal, quality people that are making a massive difference in the world. And so, most brand influencers, they're not predators, just like you're not. But you can be the strongest, the most sensitive, the most successful, the most loving, the most generous, the most graceful, giving person in your industry without getting fucked over, without being a doormat. You can be a strong person with a sensitivity to helping others get what they want. And to me, that's what a real fearless brand influencer is. And I say fearless brand influencer, not just brand influencer, because when you are in flow, when you're giving from a place of love, fear can't live there. Now, of course, if you go out into the world and you think, I'm going to be controversial for the sake of standing out, so you're doing it because you want to stand out, not because it's the right thing to do necessarily. So you go out to the world and you create something that's controversial and you throw it out there and you create this argument, then of course you're going to build a brand around that. Expect that you're going to create fear. And by creating fear, that's probably going to mirror back onto you and will create a lot of fear in your organization. However, when you go out into the world from a place of love, you go out from a place of service, you go out there to be the best service provider that you can be, then fear can't hang out there, because you're so focused on the client, you're so focused on helping people to get what they want, that you don't have time to think about yourself. Like when you became an entrepreneur, when you became a business owner, that day that you made a decision to do that, that was the day where it no longer became about you. It's not about you anymore. It's about the people that you serve. And if you're doing this for you, then being in business is probably not going to work for you. You'll make a load of money, but it will never be enough. If you're doing this for the people, not for yourself, you'll always get what you want because you're helping others to get what they want. So I want to leave you with this question today before we go and end this episode. I want to know, what is your definition of success? What does being a fearless brand influencer mean to you? I'd love you to pop that over to me on a message. You can message me privately. I'm Sammy Blindell on Instagram. I'm Sammy One Drop Blindell on Facebook. If you want to put it out there and tag me in, I would love that too. I do aim to respond to all the messages that I receive. I try and get through them all. So if you send me a message, I will do my very best to come back to you. If you don't send me a message, then you've got 100% chance of me not responding to you because you didn't send it to me in the first place. So make sure you message me. Let's get the conversation going. I'd love to hear about what you're building and who you're building it for and what kind of brand it is that you're leading in the world. I love interviewing people that are doing all kinds of different things around the world. So if you want me to interview you and share you out via the Ripple Makers podcast, if you are making a ripple of impact in the world, I want to interview you. I'll make sure that I put the link below so that you can book in to record the podcast with me. And I'll look forward to interviewing you and finding out more about what you're up to and where you're going. So let's focus on how you can step up to be that fearless brand influencer, trust influencer, that love influencer, taking the most love. Do you know what? If you're going to compete on anything, compete on how much love you can take out to the world. Make it your mission to leave a positive and fearless footprint on the planet today and every day. And make sure that you go out there and be that ripple you wish to see in the world. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you on the next show.